I am going to change the direction of the show, though, because we now have a guest that...
Here's somebody that knows about eclipsing things.
Now, in his own words, in his own printed words, he is the crybaby. Now, Joe, you were kind of hard on yourself last week. I've never considered you that.
Oh, believe me, I'm the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything that doesn't go my way, I cry about.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
It's been that way since I was about 3 years old.
You poor kid, you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of the month, the two times of the month. Joe Hurd is with us. Joe's the executive director of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce. And, well, can we say the ABCD Corporation now? Do we have is the merger complete?
Oh, it's been complete since January the 1st.
Okay.
New Year's Day, I was officially part of a different organization.
All right. So you decided in your herd immunity column, you gave yourself immunity. I like that. And not too many people can do that. You were venting once again. You mean not everybody's on board with the chamber?
Oh, no, they're not. And, you know, it's hard to figure it out. But, you know, a lot of people smarter than me are either trying to figure it out or ignoring it, as I probably should be. So... it's one of those things that, you wake up every morning and you hope that, the first thing you hear is that every business in Blair County, in fact, every business in central Pennsylvania has suddenly decided to join the Blair County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Joe, in all seriousness, and Dave's away, by the way, Dave is up, where he goes regularly now to avoid me, and so he's up there listening in the hinterlands, being the American sportsman. And I will get this question in, then I'll turn the mic to him. Does it concern you? I mean, in a very serious question, are they missing out on benefits that the chamber and the ABCD Corp provides, or do you ever get a reason why from these businesses that they don't join?
Well. Yeah, in all seriousness, it's a personal decision that businesses have, the ones who decide not to join, I would like to think, are just not aware of what the advantages are, not only to their particular business, but to the business community. That's really where the emphasis, I guess, has to go, and we try to do a lot of good things in promoting the advantages, and I think we do a pretty decent job with that. But generally, I think the biggest source of frustration I have is I have seen, in so many instances how things can go in better directions for our community, the more people, take on the additional responsibility of being good corporate citizens, and that column. As soon as I finished it, I thought, why do you continue to do this year after year after year? and I've come to the conclusion, as many people have, I've come to the same conclusion, I'm an idiot. And sometimes if you're an idiot, these things take longer to kind of resonate with you.
Okay. Well, I need you to kind of try to cheer Rich up here. I mean, he's an anti-eclipser. And I was just curious if there would be a break at the chamber offices today at the time of what would be, if you were in the path of totality, but at the maximum amount of blockage of the sun. Are you going to take time out at the chamber and observe this, or?
No, actually, we have a committee meeting. Our basics committee meets at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Bad timing.
No, good timing.
Oh well, yeah. Okay.
We're meeting in a room that has no windows. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. It's one of those things where we didn't schedule that meeting intentionally to avoid the eclipse.
Sure.
Yeah, you say that now.
Sure, you didn't.
It's a regularly scheduled meeting each month. It's the second Monday of each month at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And
yeah, sure.
I thought, you know, why would we cancel or postpone? Or, I mean, this is, I guess, a phenomenon that people will,
Haley's Comet.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess we can officially call you an eclipse denier now.
Well, I'm not denying it. I think it's just another example of, and I don't want to get into great philosophical discussion, but it's more evidence that that our Creator has given us something else to verify that the existence of a higher being. Or did that sound philosophical?
Sure. Why not? It's Monday.
Somewhat.
Anything sounds good.
Somewhat.
On Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Joe, along this line, whatever this line is, schools have canceled classes for today.
Yeah. I'm a little unsure about how I feel about that. There seems to be more and more reasons that young people can look at education and wonder whether or not it's as necessary as it used to be, because we cancel and postpone and do all kind of stuff that sends bad messages sometimes.
I guess. Well, Joe, in the
we on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, we are now. Yeah, we are. There are millions. There's tens of people listening to us this morning. So the last time we talked to you, we talked about the young entrepreneurs, and apparently that little group did very well with investors.
Yes, they did, and they were. It was so impressive to see how, and we have a couple of these young people that are. We have an eighth grader, a couple sophomores, a couple. I mean, these are not all seasoned veterans in terms of making presentations, mm-hmm. especially in front of people who can help them financially to move ahead with their business career. So, yeah, they did an outstanding job. And William Zhu, who was a sophomore at Hollidaysburg, got the outstanding award for the outstanding business, and William now will be going to Rochester, New York to compete in a national competition, and so great stuff happening.
Well, then they get those inventors and the investors get bells from WRTA mornings, because that's great to hear, and it's great to see that the youth is really interested in the business aspect of our day-to-day living.
Yeah, they're a big part of the future of what we hope to be here as a community, and there's some great things happening and will happen, as long as we continue to encourage young people to be integral parts of what we do.
Hey, one last thing I wanted to get to is our time is rapidly expiring here, but that is coming up tomorrow. It is the Toastmasters International Workshop that is coming up, and it'll be on every Tuesday beginning tomorrow and continuing through the end of the month. And I highly recommend the Toastmasters workshop.
Yeah, I do too. As a matter of fact, we're one of the reasons why we're working with Toastmasters on this is we understand again that anytime we can make opportunities available to business people and non-business people to feel more comfortable getting up in front of other people and talking and expressing their thoughts and opinions, that's a good thing. And so we're very happy to continue. I would imagine if people are not able to be at this particular series of sessions that will be part of the program, we'll do this again over and over probably because the topic is just a good one.
Yeah. One last thing, I'll fit this in quick. Robbie Hammack's going to be at the Breakfast Club on Thursday,
yeah,
right?
How about that?
Yeah, the new manager of the Curve.
Yeah. I was had an opportunity to sit in the snow and the sleet and the hail on Friday in Pittsburgh, despite the fact that Bucks didn't do as well as they've been doing, certainly. And, we're very anxious to have Robbie come in on Thursday, so anybody who would like to be part of that breakfast, please contact our office or go on our website at blairchamber.com and sign up. I've never met anybody that actually caught a perfect game, much less one from a guy that throws about 150 miles an hour. to catch Randy Johnson's perfect game would be a feather in your cap that would be awful hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we all know, catchers make the best managers because charge. They're in charge in a game. They're directing the game when they're behind the plate, and they tend to, in a lot of cases, make the best managers.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and especially if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers and you have a $300 million payroll, those guys have a tendency to make the best managers too.
I guess, yeah. All right, well, baseball's in the air. In fact, Nate is right outside the door here, so we're going to be talking with Nate next half hour about opening week, so it's an exciting time in Curve, PA.
Yeah, go Curve.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks, and we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Joe, thanks.
Thank you.